Solomon chapter 5, and I know you're thinking, really? But as you're turning to Song of Solomon chapter 5, can we take a minute and thank Pastor Sandy, the worship team, all of the speakers, and the team here at Stone Mountain for doing this? Song of Solomon chapter 5. Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you right now for another amazing conference where our hearts are filled, our spirits have been ministered to. And now, Lord, we pray that you would encourage us with your word in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Song of Solomon chapter 5 is, I know it's kind of an odd place to go, but God has really spoken to not only my heart, but our church body recently through this. So let me read to you verses 2 through 6, and then we'll talk about this. The Shulamite, Solomon's wife, is speaking. She says, I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. And she says, I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the latch of the door, and my heart yearned for him. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. And we're going to stop right there for a minute. Oh, no, verse 6, I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped up when he spoke. Now, if you know the book, you know that up to this point, 4.5 chapters have gone by, and the Shulamite has really done everything right. It's just been kind of a stellar season in her life. But now in chapter 5, she's looking back on an event where she knows that she has just miserably failed, and she's failed her husband. And I think we all know the story, so I'm just going to touch on the highlights. It's the middle of the night. She's asleep. Solomon comes, and he knocks on her door. And it's obvious that he wants to connect with her emotionally and physically. But the thing is that she's tired. And to make a long story short, she gives a couple of kind of selfish excuses, and she turns him away. Now, all of a sudden, she kind of comes to her senses, and she says, what am I doing? So she jumps out of bed, and she opens the door only to find that he had left her a love note, and you can go study that on your own. But then he disappeared into the night, and I did the math, and 90% of what the Holy Spirit recorded about the Shulamite in the first 5.5 chapters has been stellar. She has just had an amazing season, but as she looks back, all she can see is the 10% that she knows was a personal failure. Can you relate to that as a leader? That happens to us, doesn't it? And this week we've been talking consistently about how Calvary Chapel pastors, elders, and church leaders have experienced the most unique season of ministry and how we've been faced with a season of decisions that we've never had to make before. We've been kind of navigating uncharted waters. And I'm going to tell you that based on the testimonies we heard from the pastors on Monday and from the pastors' panel yesterday, I really believe that the Calvary Chapel pastors have done a great job leading their flocks through this season. But what's interesting, you know, we all appreciate those sheep that come and tell us, Pastor, thank you. You know, you guys are doing a great job. But as Eb Fox and Troy Warner mentioned over the last couple of days, our churches are also filled with people who don't agree with our decisions, and people who have this need to tell us and to tell others how much they disagree with the way we're leading. And even though all of us Calvary Chapel pastors and leaders have bathed our decisions in prayer, let's be honest, how many of us have laid in bed at night agonizing over these things and just praying and asking the Lord, you know, have I done something bad? Pastor John Milhouse shared how he thought maybe he had given an order that was going to lead to the death of somebody precious to him. And these things are just weighing on us. Even if 90% of the decisions that we've made as pastors and leaders have borne good fruit, the ones that stick out to us are the 10% that we perceive as failures or things that we've not done well. And so back to the text for the Shulamite, things go from bad to worse. In the second half of verse 6, into verse 7. She says here, I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen who went about the city found me. They struck me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took my veil away from me. And so as you look at this, you see she had an emotional experience. She had an emotional response to her failure. And as she's frantically moving throughout the city trying to find Solomon so that she could make things right, she experienced what we might call friendly fire. If you look at the text, the people that are mentioned here were supposed to be on her side. They were supposed to have her back, but instead they wounded her and they humiliated her. And I think some of us can relate to that. If you've made even just one decision in the last 6 months, I guarantee that you've been criticized by somebody. Probably by people that you thought were on your side, people that you knew were supposed to have your back. And I wonder how many people sent Pastor Sandy a quick thank you note saying, thank you for the box of Band-Aids in the pastor's pack that you gave me when I got my Calvary Chapel affiliation, right? But what I want to share with you now is that when we're focused on our failures and when we're focused on the friendly fire that's coming our way, it's really easy to begin to think that we have failed Jesus. And this is where the story is going to take a bit of a turning point. But before I go to that, I want to say that this is the point where pastors and leaders get discouraged and they consider quitting. And I'm hoping to give you a word of encouragement as we get to chapter 6, because chapter 6 brings us to a turning point. The Shulamite finds Solomon in his garden, and I think she fully expected him to respond negatively to her because of how she had let him down when he knocked on her door. As she comes into the garden, I think she was fully prepared to be held accountable for her failure, that he was going to bring up her failure, that he was going to, you know, maybe hammer her with it a little bit, but rather what she finds are these words coming forth from his lips. Notice chapter 6, verse 9. He says, my dove, my perfect one. Now, he said a lot more than that. You can read that on your own, but these words reveal that Solomon's love for and his devotion to his bride were not based on her performance. His love for his bride, his devotion to his bride, were based on a commitment that he made to her on their wedding day. So I want to remind every Calvary Chapel pastor, elder, church leader, that life and ministry, these things are seasonal. And I think in this season, you're being faithful. And I think you're doing a good job. But some of us can't see the things that we're doing right now because we have allowed ourselves to get focused on the 10% of things that we've done wrong. We've allowed ourselves to be distracted by the friendly fire. But if you think about it, at least in our case, the friendly fire is this big, and the encouragement from the saints is this big. But it's so easy to focus on the wrong things. So the Lord wants me to tell you, you have been called to where you are for such a time as this. And I want to remind you that Jesus' love for you, his devotion to you, is not based on your performance. His love for you, his devotion to you, is based on the commitment that he made to you when he went to the cross, when you put your faith in his finished work, when he filled you with his Spirit. In Hebrews 13:5, we're reminded that Jesus is never going to leave us. He is never going to forsake us. So I'm going to close with these words. These words were written by Helen Lemmel in 1922, and these words are for us today. She wrote, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to pray that you would help us to turn our eyes away from our failures, away from our hurts, to focus on Jesus and the next thing he's calling us to be faithful to. And Lord, we may fail again, and we may take more friendly fire, and we are in good company. Because other than the failure, Jesus took some friendly fire, and he modeled for us how to walk through that joyfully and faithfully. Let us follow him in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you.
Amen. Well, let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can...